The so-called Pastor Protection Act is meant to protect churches and clergy from lawsuits or losing their tax-exempt status if they decline to perform a marriage for religious reasons. Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin is behind the measure.
Well, in light of the recent Supreme Court decision, and as quickly as culture and law is changing, we thought it would be a good idea to put this explicitly in Florida statutes.
Florida's LGBT or lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community has raised concerns about the measure, but Plakin says he's not sure why.
Well, I'm a little surprised by that here in Florida, because in Texas, the group Equality Texas dropped their opposition to the bill there. And in California, there was an openly gay member of the Senate passed similar legislation a few years back, actually.
Plakin is talking about California Senator Mark Leno. Leno says he questions lawmakers holding up his legislation as an example.
They're either ill-informed or they're disingenuous. They can choose.
Leno represents San Francisco. His life partner died from complications relating to HIV/AIDS. He is openly gay, and yes, he authored a bill that would protect churches and faith leaders from being forced to conduct same-sex marriages. But Leno says there are significant differences between Florida's bill and California's law.
We added the word civil before the word marriage throughout our family code.
Leno says the idea was to codify in law that marriage is a civil, not a religious contract. Plakin calls that a small difference.
The fact that he says the word civil in the bill, I'm not seeing where that makes it any difference in substance than what we're doing in Florida, because Florida, it is a civil ceremony as it sits, as well as in most cases religious. So I think that distinction, I would not agree that there's a difference there.
If Plakin's argument sounds familiar, maybe that's because it's similar to the argument members of the LGBT community are using against his bill. While Plakin argues it's not necessary to codify in law that marriages are civil because that's already part of the code, LGBT activists argue that it's not necessary to codify that pastors and churches are protected because that's part of the First Amendment. Leno says the inclusion of the word civil created significant Republican opposition to his bill, even causing California's Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to veto the measure. Plus, Leno says there's the issue of timing. Leno points out his legislation passed in 2012. He says that's before the Supreme Court legally recognized same-sex marriage across the country, and while California was in the middle of a fight over a ballot measure called Proposition 8, which would have banned same-sex marriage in the state.
My motivation, again, came from the experience of seeing the truth abused by opponents of equal marriage rights. Going on television and claiming that unless voters pass Prop 8, current law would force clergy to perform marriages antithetical to their faith angered me. And I thought, how do we deal with that?
So Leno says he authored the bill, which does have similarities to Florida's bill. And eventually it passed with the support of the LGBT lobbying group Equality California. But would Equality support that legislation if it were up for discussion now? The group's representatives say no. But Plakin says California's law isn't the only similar legislation that's gotten LGBT support. He says Mary Gonzalez, an openly pansexual Texas representative, spoke in favor of a similar bill when her state's Republican legislature considered it. Plakin read her comments during his presentation of the Florida measure.
This is what she said on the House, and I would concur with these comments. Someone asked me that if I voted for the bill, would that mean I'm allowing discrimination? I said no. In fact, I'm fighting discrimination. The biggest argument that I have with people when we're trying to promote LGBT justice is that we're trying to infringe upon religious beliefs. That is not the goal. I truly believe that there is space for LGBT justice and religious freedom, and this, referring to this bill, is the space for that.
The Texas measure initially faced opposition from Democrats and the LGBT community, but eventually it garnered bipartisan support, with some members commenting the measure could help protect faith leaders who want to conduct same-sex marriages. The Texas measure also passed before the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling extending marriage rights to same-sex couples across the country. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.